Former Quincy Mayor Bill Phelan is seeking to become the Norfolk County Sheriff, and he joins us this morning to discuss his campaign. Mr. Phelan, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing well, doing well. So the question I have for you is, why do you want to be sheriff?
Essentially to help people. There's a lot of sick and suffering people that are currently housed in the Norfolk County House of Correction that suffer from mental health conditions to substance use disorders, and they need help. And they're going to be getting out from incarceration. You know, the average stay of a inmate is approximately 4 months. So, you know, these folks are being released into our communities, and we want to make sure that they get services that help them succeed in the future. That way it helps all of us.
Now, your campaign is based on a three-phased platform, with the first focusing on what happens ahead of incarceration.
That's correct. You know, I hope to provide a continuum of services before, during, and after incarceration. And before incarceration, we really want to look at those at-risk population and see if we can get them services before they're incarcerated. It costs a lot of money to incarcerate folks every year, $70,000 on average for each person that's incarcerated. So diversion programs for nonviolent offenders, diversion programs specifically geared towards emerging adult population, ages 18 to 26, you know, working cooperatively with the courts, the drug courts, the mental health courts, we can prevent a lot of people from being incarcerated in the first place. So, you know, that's the goal in terms of prior to incarceration.
Now, of course, there's also, and you discussed this a little bit, time spent during incarceration, but of course now there's a new issue to deal with, and that's COVID-19.
Yes, yeah. You know, a lot of people in the community don't realize, but the population of the jail went from 450 inmates to 300 inmates as a result of COVID. There was a decision by the SJC that required all pretrial detainees, that's folks that are being held on bail and conditions prior to having their trial, so they're only accused at this point in time. A lot of those folks have been released on new conditions because of the threat of COVID. You know, the feeling is, and I agree with it completely, that, you know, being accused of a crime shouldn't be essentially a death sentence. And many of the people that are incarcerated pre-trial are only accused of a crime.
So, unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it right there, but for people to learn more about your campaign, how can they do that?
They can go on Phelan for Sheriff. That's my website. I have a full platform and an announcement video that takes about 3 minutes to watch. I hope they do that. And I'm all over Facebook, Phelan for Sheriff Facebook, and they can see all my plans for the future of that position. Really important position, particularly given today's important discussions regarding criminal justice reform.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for the invite.